The Vedas proclaim that chanting the transcendental name of God is the best yoga practice for the dark age of conflict. There can be no peace or harmony in this world unless the people of all nations garland their hearts with the holy names of God. Throughout the centuries, divine masters have taught the same principle. Praise the Lord by singing and chanting His holy names. Such praise will pacify the mind, cleanse the heart of lust, anger, and greed, and surcharge the soul with joy. A determination to bring the mind back from wherever it wanders. Chanting japa is not an invitation for the mind to wander wherever it chooses. Rather, it is the time where we can enter into a personal relationship with Krishna by hearing His holy name. To achieve this, we must be determined to bring the mind back from wherever it wanders. By nature, the mind is nichalati, ashtiram, agitated or unsteady, and chanchalam, flickering and fickle. It's always prepared to jump without reason from topic to topic. But we have already decided to listen to our chanting and to fulfill the task. And to fulfill this task, we must draw the mind back to its simple task of listening to one mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Agyatamanandasya Jinandina Salakaya Chaksuramilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gadamayam Dadati Swabhinantikam Vanchakalpatubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vaivacha Patitananam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare We can, tonight, today, this morning, I had some questions regarding the mind and the heart, so I think we will cover that this morning. The difference between the mind speaking to us and the heart. Mind is one of the biggest obstacles in yoga practice and in all yoga systems. It is essential that the practitioner accomplishes this one feat of making the mind steady and peaceful so that the meditation can be at its highest standard. But until that time, our mind is sometimes like a washing machine. We know what a washing machine is like. Try to chant your japa in front of a washing machine. The washing machine is going round. On and on and on and on. How is it possible to chant your japa in front of such a machine? But that washing machine is just like our mind. It is going from one place to another. There was an elephant. He was taking breakfast one morning. He was taking bushes from the edges and enjoying his breakfast. And one fly came up to his ear. Bzzz. And the elephant flicked the fly with his ear away. So the fly went away. But we have all had the experience of flies. If it comes on your hand and you flick it away, it will go away, but then come back right where you flicked it, not anywhere else. The flies are agitating personalities. They know how to agitate you. They have that sense of ability to come right back to the same place. And you may do it again. It will fly away and again come back to the same place. You've had that experience? Yes. So the fly came back to the elephant's ear. Bzzz, and again the elephant flicked the fly away with his ear. And for the third time it came back again. Bzzz. And the elephant, he said to the fly, "Why are you so restless? Why are you so restless?" And the fly said, "I'm sorry, I can't help it. It is my nature. Whatever I see, whatever I smell, whatever I feel like doing, I do it. I am very restless." This is the mood with everyone today. Do what you want, wherever you want, whenever you like. Just do it. And let's do it with all the senses. It's not just one sense nowadays. There's this feeling that we have to come up to the highest level of sense gratification and induce all the senses at the same time. So the fly said, "But Mr. Elephant, why are you so peaceful?" And the elephant said, "Because right now I'm taking breakfast and I'm enjoying it to the maximum, because I have full meditation on what I'm doing right now. His mind is fixed." There are many stories about the mind. There's another one where Dronacharya tested the princes, the Kauravas and the Pandavas one day. He lined them all up, put a stuffed bird within the tree, and he brought them up one at a time with their bow and arrow ready. He asked each one of them, "What do you see?" First he asked Yudhisthira, "What do you see?" And Yudhisthira said, "Well, I see the branch of the tree. I see the trunk of the tree, the branches. And I also see the bird." And Dronacharya said, "Sit down." Bhima then came up. "Oh, my son, my brother wasn't sufficient in explaining what he saw. So he said, 'Well, I see the trunk, the branches, the leaves, the bird, and the bird's eye.'" And Drona said, "Sit down." And one by one they came up. And it was Duryodhana's turn. What do you see, Duryodhana? Well, I see the trunk, I see the branches, I see the leaves, I see the sky, I see the clouds and the sun, the bird and the bird's eye. And Drona said, well, you definitely can sit down. You've failed completely. Then it was Arjuna's turn. And he asked again the same question, what do you see, Arjuna? And Arjuna was pointing his arrow. And he said, I see only the bird's eye. And Drona said, well, you don't see anything else? And Arjuna said, no, I only see the bird's eye. So then Drona said, then you can fire your arrow because you will be victorious in your endeavor. So, very instructive pastime. Somehow we've got to be single-minded in our purpose, especially when we're chanting japa. That when we chant and nothing else. But it is not easy. Even Arjuna himself said to Krishna that to control the mind is like trying to stop the raging wind. It is practically impossible. And Krishna says, yes, it is, that's correct. But with some practice and endeavor, it is possible to accomplish. So how do we do it? What tips can I give you? Well, there is one or two. Bhaktisiddhanta, for instance, he mentioned how in the morning you should beat your mind with a shoe, or a shoe or a stick, and in the evening, the shoe or a stick, I can't remember which one. I think in the morning it was the shoe, and in the evening it was the stick. And I always wondered, well, what does that mean? Because I've never seen devotees with their hand in their bead bag, you know, and hitting their head with a shoe or a stick. Just never seen that. But then one day I came across an article by Bhaktisiddhanta and he explained what he meant by this analogy or this phrase, to hit the mind with a stick and a shoe. Does anyone know what he meant? Intelligence. Yeah.
We should test the mind.
Yeah. You're both right. But there's one word. One word sums everything up. Surrender to the mind. Oh. Now, what he was explaining in this article, that his meaning was that we should negotiate with the mind. I'll give you a few demonstrations. We're going to take Andre's mind. Well, I'm going to be Andre. I'll take your position. So, you're a young devotee. Your mind is disturbing you sometimes?
Yes.
Okay. So this is what you can do. Mind, come here. Mind, will you come here? Mind, come here, right now. Yeah, you, mind, come here. sit down. Mind is going, whoa, what's this all about? So he sits down and you say, my dear mind, I have served you lifetime after lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. I've been a loyal servant. But I've come to an understanding that actually we're different. You're made of matter and I'm made of spirit. And in this lifetime, I'm making a very strong effort to, instead of serving you, serving Krishna. So go away. Hut, hut. In India they go, hut, hut, hut to the dog. The dog goes out. You come back in 30 years' time and then we'll renegotiate. Are you prepared for 30 years? Are you prepared to serve Krishna for the next 30 years? Because it may take that long to have the mind stabilized. But it is a good, what do you call it when you make a statement? Sankalpa. You're making from your heart and mind, or from your heart, a statement of determination. I will serve Krishna for the next 30 years and then we will negotiate again. Now go away. I don't want to see you. Of course, the mind cannot go away. It's connected. But just by making that gesture, making it clear to the mind, I don't want anything to do with you right now because you're my worst enemy. Now get away. You know, make it very clear. I mean this. I mean it. I'm tired of your nonsense. So, what does the mind say to Andre when he's trying to chant japa? Andre, you've been chanting now for how long? 3 months. But you're not serious, are you? I know you, Andre. I know you. I'll give you another 3 months. You'll be finished with this. Because Andre, do you remember what you used to do before you were a Hare Krishna? Discotheque. Ashes. Well, maybe not. You don't look like one of those. But he will remind you, point for point for point for point, what you did do. It's not very encouraging at all. And it persists. Why are you doing this? This is not what I have told you to do. Why are you being so independent? Therefore, I'll make it clear to you, I will not let you do this very long. And that's why you need to negotiate. And you have to be very firm. So 30 years later, demonstration. Mind, come here. Yes, Maharaj. Well, how are you doing? Wow. Great. Never been so better. You were right. My mind was all over the place. Chanchalam. I was so restless. Now? I don't go anywhere. There is one place I do go very often. Oh, where is that, mind? Well, every so often you take me to Vrindavan Dham. And I like to wander back there every so often, even without you being present. Just to exercise my ability to travel. And sometimes I also go to Mayapur Dham. Maharaj, thank you. Thank you for helping me. But now I want to be a devotee. I want to take off these shorts. Don't want any shorts on anymore. I want a dhoti and kurta. I want some tilak. And I want my old bead back. Peace. Please. That's when your mind becomes your friend. And it's so, in such a way, in fact, that even if you want to go into Maya, the mind won't let you. You know, let's say you've been a devotee for 30 years and everything's going hunky-dory. Everything's just great. But then one day you think, I wonder what it's like to go into Maya. And immediately the mind will come in. Maharaj, no, 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 no. In fact, even if you try to do it, just the mind is so alert and so peaceful and so satisfied, you'll actually have even a difficulty to contemplate on these kind of things. Of course, if you really, really, really try, then okay, you will fall down. But I'm just giving you this difference, that now it is easy to fall down, but later it's much more difficult. Even if you want to contemplate on these things, the mind won't let you. And therefore, it is said, that this is when the mind is your best friend. So that's one idea. That's like a prolonged hit on the head. But there's a daily one you can do. You want to hear that one?
Yes.
Mind, come here. Sit down. I want to chant my 16 rounds and I need your help. If you help me chant my 16 rounds, after the 16 rounds you can do whatever you like. How about that? And the mind is thinking, 16 rounds, then I can do what I like. Sounds like a good deal. See, the mind's not very intelligent. That's a joke. It's like a child. The mother says to the child, Panchatattva ki jai. Is any mothers here? Any mothers? You're a mother. You're a mother, okay. How old is your child? 37. 37, okay. Okay, so she's not a child anymore. But when she was a child, do you remember how she would wait for the right moment to run away when you were not looking? Huh? And then the mother would suddenly see the child's gone and she runs after the child. No, 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 no. You stay right here. And then the child again is waiting for the right moment, and then again it runs off. This is the mind. Whenever it gets any opportunity, it will run off. So the mother has to be persistent. And sometimes, let's say the child is a little older, maybe 9 or 10 years old, and it's been used to staying up till 10 o'clock at night. So as parents, you negotiate. This is too late for our child. Let's make new rule. It will be 8 o'clock instead of 10 o'clock. So you say to the child, from now on you're going to bed at 8 o'clock. And the child says, no, I'm not. And the mother said, yes, you are. And the child, no, I'm not. Yes, you are. No, I'm not. Yes, I am. Like this back and forth. For many, many days it'll be like that. But it is only a matter of time. If you are persistent in what you, the standard you want for your child, at some point the child will give in. Yes, I will go to bed at 8 o'clock. So this is how we must be with the mind. Persistent, persistent. You know, tell it every day. Forget it. I'm not going to listen to you. I'm only listening to Krishna. What Krishna says, not what you said. So these are a couple of ideas that you may help you. Sometimes the non-devotees, they say to us, hey, you Hare Krishnas, are you out of your mind? Well, we can say, well, I'm working on it. Because I really don't want to be in my mind. We have to come out of the mind and into our hearts. As much as we're into our minds, we're out of our hearts. And as much as we're into our hearts, we're out of our minds. This is something that we must separate, the heart and the mind. Because the heart is saying one thing and the mind is saying another. The heart, you, the soul, you have never been so happy for so long. This is what the heart is saying. The holy name. So long I have not chanted. And now I'm chanting every day. How wonderful. How wonderful. I wish I could chant for the rest of my life like this. This is the heart. But the mind is, I've already explained what the mind wants, something different. And that's why we must separate the two. in the Bhagavad Gita is also explained this, that we have a lower self and a higher self. The lower self is the mind and the body, which are dictating all the time. And then the higher self is the self, the real self, the soul. But sometimes the lower self overshadows the real self. Just like the real ego is overshadowed by the false ego. And this is our endeavor in Bhakti Yoga, to come over this particular obstacle. So, even if you're having a tough time chanting and you feel like you're chanting in front of a washing machine, and it's really, really difficult, just continue chanting anyway. Be determined. Don't give in to the mind. Because that is it's an easy path. You're chanting, the mind's disturbing, and you give in to the mind. I can't do this. This is too difficult. So I'll just pretend I'm chanting, let everyone see. I have my bag and my beads in my bag and I'm chanting, but my mind is somewhere else. But it looks good anyway. No one will know. This is the japa at 8 o'clock at night. You still have 5 rounds. And you're trying to finish those rounds. 1 round you may be able to chant within half an hour because the time in the evening is so fast. I was explaining how the time in the morning seems to stand still. But the time factor in the evening goes so fast. If you're lucky, you will be able to chant 1 round in half an hour. And then you've got to deal with this mind. Maharaj, it's 8:30. Let's take rest. No, go away. I'm going to finish my round. Maharaj, you can finish those tomorrow. There is no one watching. No one will know. And even if you're fighting so hard with the mind and winning over the mind, then you have tiredness to deal with. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama. When you wake up, it's morning. So, but I want to leave this on a good note. All challenges within Krishna consciousness is actually a source of pleasure. It is not a source of suffering. To fight for Krishna is the greatest pleasure. Therefore, we should see such so-called obstacles as opportunities and come up onto another level of our Krishna consciousness. In one sense, if there's no difficulties, we should feel sorry about that. I have no difficulties in my life. Well, how will I surrender to Krishna? So the advanced devotees, they are waiting for the next one. they don't necessarily need to pray. It will come anyway. But at least they're one step ahead or two steps ahead, and they're prepared and they're waiting for the next opportunity to come to another level of Krishna consciousness. Because once you've overcome one obstacle, the next one's so much more easier. And then the next one's even more easier. Until some point, Maya, she goes and speaks to Radharani. Radharani, you see that devotee down there? He's good. Or she's good. And then Radharani will go to Krishna. Krishna. And what does Krishna do? He takes personal interest. It is said that in the Bhagavad Gita, when the mind's controlled, the Supersoul is reached. Means that the Supersoul takes personal interest in our daily life as a devotee. And you'll see things happening in your life as a devotee which you'd never believe would possibly happen. That everything seems to be so easy and effortlessly. Is there such a word? Effortlessly. Is that a word? Effortlessly? Huh? Effort. Effortlessly, yeah. Easy peasy lemon squeezy. There's no effort needed. It's just automatic, like an automatic drive car. You're insulated, like this wire is insulated. It is protected. You're no longer influenced by the free modes. But Krishna is giving you personal protection. So let's try. This is our challenge. And if we meet the challenge and succeed, we have everything to gain and nothing to lose. Hare Krishna. Are there any questions you'd like to ask?
When I'm chanting, I'm saying to myself that there isn't a more important thing than to hear the mantra, this one mantra that I'm chanting now. But still, my mind doesn't listen. And how can I make it to shut up? But you said negotiating. So maybe you answered this question. Is there anything else?
Well, if you want to literally beat your head, that will be something new within Krishna consciousness. But Krishna says that you just have to just continue. Sometimes, I mentioned this the other day, sometimes devotees get disturbed because they see what the goal is, and it's quite high, and the mind is ruthless and not letting us reach that goal. So we become disappointed, complacent. But look at it from a different point of view. Well, at least you're chanting, number one. Number two, at least you're aware that you have a mind that's different than you. And number three, you're also aware that this mind is a rascal. That's some realizations compared to previously, before you were a devotee, you didn't know anything. What is a mind? I am me. Suddenly, when we come to Krishna consciousness, we talk about soul and mind, intelligence. So you're aware of the situation. That's very good. Don't be so harsh on yourself. Congratulate yourself for coming this far. Right? Be a happy devotee. Don't sit around. Krishna consciousness. So difficult. I have this problem, I have that problem. Poor me. Poor me. I'm from Slovenia. I'm also from Ljubljana. Poor me. No. We're so much more greater than all our so-called problems. So don't contemplate on what you haven't done, succeed. At least congratulate yourself for what you have achieved. Okay? Anything else? Yeah.
I have one question about this phrase, follow your heart, and with emotions. For example, when we are chanting and reading chakras or any other service, and parallel with this, some emotions and some, like, things are coming parallel to this, like, they want to that we pay attention on it, and it's like you're getting that emotional wants to be the service. I don't know how to explain. And we want to surrender and we take shelter to Krishna, but emotions are so wild. And I don't know, sometimes I feel then like, oh my God, Krishna, I'm so longing for you, but how to heal this, not heal, how to cultivate these emotions.
Yeah. Well, Prabhupada did say that Krishna consciousness is very simple. Chanting, dancing, feasting. It's not like a difficult way of life. He said, but the problem is that we bring all our complications into Krishna consciousness. So all our impure emotions are brought into Krishna consciousness. All our past impressions, these impressions are also very, very deep rooted. It's like a footprint. There's wet cement and there's a footprint. You're 6 years old and you place your foot in the wet cement after the workers have gone from the road. And then 12 years later you can call all your friends. Hey, come here, I'll show you something. See that footprint? That's my footprint. When I was 6 years old, and it's still there. So the impressions within the heart are like that, very deep rooted. How to over impress, overshadow those impressions? Well, there are several suggestions made by Rupa Goswami, the Nectar of Devotion. That you chant Hare Krishna, you associate with devotees, you go regularly to the holy Dham, you listen to Srimad Bhagavatam or study Srimad Bhagavatam. And what's the last one? You worship the deity. You also get yourself initiated. The spiritual master is like an alchemist. An alchemist can change bell metal into gold. So the spiritual master can change all your impure emotions and purify them. This is not a mechanical process. It is not that, what can I do? You know, how can I achieve, win over? It's not all about you. We are achievers. No doubt, we are trying our best. But we're also receivers. We're in a posture to receive the mercy from above. Therefore, we work in such a way that everything depends on us, but we pray in such a way that everything depends on Krishna. There must be these two tracks. If there's not two tracks, then your service is mechanical. Therefore, even chanting japa in the morning, we must approach Harinam Prabhu and ask, please, can you help me? I'm doing 16 rounds now, and I need your help. Is that all right? Give yourself some time. You've only been a devotee for 3 months, is it? 4 months? It's 4 months. 6 months. Nothing. Nothing. You're just opening your eyes. But you got to get to the bathroom and brush your teeth. And you got to get to the shower. Yeah. Lucky. I joined a temple in Soho's Berry Place in 1972, and first I went to I was asked to go to Scotland myself and Kishore, a god brother of mine. We went to Scotland and we opened up a center in Glasgow, in Mary Hill, which is like the worst area of Glasgow. And, you would look out the window and you would see women fighting in the street, coming out of the pub. And at that time, I was showing Prahlad Maharaj slideshow, Lord Nisshinkadev Prahlad Maharaj slideshow, to children who would come up to our apartment. And one day there was a ball that hit the window, and I looked out, and there was some youth down below. They were trying to disturb us. So when the ball came up again, I caught the ball. And then I came down, and I said, look, we have a program, please don't disturb. I gave the ball back, went back up to the apartment, and then within 10 minutes there was a knock on the door. It was a big brother of one of the younger brothers. And he had a knife in his hand. And he asked, "Where is dearest Shanta?" And he was serious. I won't go into the detail of the whole story, but that was just the beginning of my spiritual life. Then I was sent to Scandinavia. In the winter, it's 30 below zero, and you're on the street distributing books in a language that you have no idea, trying to communicate with people that don't speak English, but you're there anyway. Day after day, day after day. And some days you speak to yourself. "Dear Shanta, are you crazy? But then, for some reason, you go on and on and on and on and on. And suddenly, because of that little bit of sacrifice for Gornitai, you start experiencing some reciprocation with them. And actually, all through my spiritual life, I've chosen, if I had a choice, I would do the most difficult. I would go to the most difficult place. This is a holiday for me here. I'm usually in really cold places, no sun. This is overwhelmingly different than what I'm used to. But I'm not complaining, because I know that every single austerity that I perform in the service of assisting Lord Chaitanya in his Sankirtan movement, I'm getting lots and lots of spiritual credit. Prabhupada told us, he said, "Voluntarily accept some inconvenience. This will please Krishna." Okay? Is that okay? So what are you going to do? What austerities are you going to do? That's good. Sankirtan is not easy. First, you've got to stop someone. Nowadays, they're hell-bent and going to hell. Even just to stop. Excuse me, sir. Just to stop them, that is a major endeavor. Then you've got to convince them what you're doing and how it'll benefit them. And then on top of that, you've got to get a donation for your book. Last year, the best time for donation. Oh, Haribol. Sounds like you're on the royal road back home, back to Godhead. Okay, it's getting late. Thank you so much. Srila Prabhupada ki, chanting 16 rounds every day ki, Nitai Gaur Premanande.